when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first.
All right.
This one. Golly. It's titled, I Puked in Your Purse. Man for woman. Oh, God.
Oh, already we're not starting in a good place.
You were sitting a couple tables across from me.
Mm-hmm.
I was checking you out.
Great.
You noticed.
Mm-hmm.
I winked. You rolled your eyes and left your table to talk to some guys at the bar.
Oh, okay. I feel like she's not super interested.
I felt like you were giving me a challenge. Of course, that's where it goes. I wrote you a little note on a napkin and left my phone number.
Oh, see, that's a good move. I mean, she'll call you if she's interested. Great. Let's
be done. I was gonna slip it into your purse you left hanging unattended on the back of your chair.
Oh, boy.
However, the best laid plans, am I right?
Oh, what happened?
Right as it got to your purse. I felt the effects of 4 straight hours of pounding burgers and beers.
Oh!
A little woozy when he got up to walk, didn't he? Instead of my phone number, I accidentally filled your purse with a cocktail consisting of 1 part hamburger, 3 parts hot tamales, candies,
oh my God,
and 6 parts Miller Lite. I
love they broke it down in a recipe.
If I'm honest, I got a little embarrassed and left.
A little embarrassed? A little?
I did leave my number, but I don't think the ink survived being mixed in the hot tamale stew.
Hot tamale stew? Oh my gosh.
If you wondered who created that culinary masterpiece in your purse,
oh, wow.
Hit me back.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
I can't wait to hear from you.
You're going
to
be waiting for a long time. That is not happening. She's not calling the purse puker.
I'm telling you what, this guy, half glass full type of guy right here.
He is. He's just like, you know what? This is going to make an incredible story for our kids one day.
Oh, it's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
This doesn't get much better. Like straight out the gate from the headline, we met behind the dumpster. Woman oh. for man.
Oh, okay.
So again, not an ideal setting.
No.
It's not something that's ripped from a movie scene out the gate. First of all, I'm sorry for walking in on you like that. Though one of the hazards of relieving yourself in public is the lack of privacy.
Okay.
Maybe next time you could whistle. Or something, so people can't just walk up on you like that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like when you're in a stall and you're making a bunch of noise with the toilet paper.
Sure.
Yeah, let them know you're there. I thought you were cute from the start.
Aww.
I like the way your face was scrunched as you tried to force out the last little nugget.
Oh, wait. He's going number 2.
Oh, this just took a sharp turn.
I thought he was going number 1.
That's what I thought, too. That was aggressive.
Oh, God.
Oh, I should really read these before. It was really quite endearing, and I wish I'd had the time to admire you just a little longer.
Oh, my gosh.
The way you yelled at me. I can tell you're a confident, self-assured man that has more experience than your young, delicate skin lets on.
What?
I know you can't be much more than 20, but I could swear that you have the maturity of a much, much older man. Old okay. soul, maybe.
I guess.
Finally, the way that you used your foot to brush your excrement under the dumpster showed just what a classy, courteous guy you are.
Oh,
you know, cleaning up after yourself. Most people wouldn't even take the time or concern to even cover their mess up, let alone move it away, but not you. You're a real man.
Really?
In any case, you seem fun. If you see this, tell me the fast food bag you used as toilet paper.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I can't see through my tears to read the rest. May maybe I can show you what the bathroom located off my bedroom looks like. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Wow, we're really hitting on the dude that was taking a dump by the dumpster. Seriously?
Sees potential. She sees potential.
Oh, listen, the desperation level is at an all-time high.
Wow. All right. Well, whether or not you found a woman of your dreams who kind of brushed you off, but you left her a little gift in her purse, and or that special someone who was just trying to relieve himself of his...
Listen, when nature calls, you didn't have time to go inside.
Right, right.
To the restroom.
And you see potential.
Wow.
It can be one thing and one thing only, and that is...
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Thank God I'm married.